Okay, so thanks so much. Yeah, so let's start with an easy question. What did you have for lunch?
So I had a slice of pizza and some pulled pork at the dining hall for lunch.
Not bad. So did you typically go to the dining hall?
Yeah, I'm trying to save money because I spent too much money eating out during the summer. So now I'm making use of the dining hall.
That's true. That's what we did.
Yeah.
Okay. So is that going to be your first presidential vote?
Yeah, first time voting in the presidential election, 2024.
Nice. So, what's your feeling about that? How do you react to that?
I'm really excited to vote because I care about the issues, and the candidate swap has motivated me to vote.
Nice. Could you tell us some the stories that you remember regarding voting, like maybe with your parents when you were young, like that kind of stories, personal experience?
Yeah. So I was always taken to vote with my parents, and my polling place back home in Chicago used to be a tuberculosis sanitarium. So it's like this old, kind of creepy building, but it also it's kind of serene. So you walk down this long tunnel, and it's a glass tunnel, and you can see out. And then you go to this big auditorium, and there's ballots. And my state, Illinois, has always had the voting machines are electronic, and then you type in your response on the machine, and then it prints out your ballot for you.
Nice. So, how your parents will tell you what to do? Are they going to teach you what to do, or teach you the meaning of voting?
Yeah, they. My parents have been, especially my mother, has been very politically involved my entire life, and that's actually what inspired me to be a political science major. Is that my mom has always been very active about politics. The news and political events were always something that was spoken about at the dinner table. And that kind of got me into it. And it's something that I will still, when major political events happen, talk to her about on the phone. It's a way for us to bond.
Oh, that's really nice. So we can say that's kind of like a family tradition, right, to do it.
Yeah, because with her, my mom and my grandfather, they would talk about politics and they would watch the news together. We would watch 60 Minutes. And now we'll share stuff we see on Twitter or social media, stuff like that. So it's a way for us to bond.
That's nice. So how about you? Like for you, what is your resource for those informations? How do you decide what to believe, what not to believe?
So I would say I'm pretty unusual. Is I actually, for my age, and I actually read news apps. Like I got the New York Times app on my phone that I look at occasionally. But I'm also a pretty avid Twitter user. So whenever stuff happens, I usually read some articles, and I usually see what people are thinking on Twitter.
That's nice to know their reactions, and that's pretty nice. So. When you are what are the big issues for you when you are the deciding factor when you see candidates? What do you see from them, or what do you expect from them?
So I feel there's two different factors. There's what they think about the issues and their character and fitness for office, right? And you can make decisions on both of those things. So, do you want me to talk about some of the issues I care about?
Yes, if you don't mind. It's just something you care about right now or concerned about.
Yeah. So, I would be concerned about protections for minorities and LGBT groups is a big issue of mine because I have transgender friends. And I care about them a lot. And then I care a lot about abortion rights for my female friends, and also treatment of the economy.
That's all the the current big issues we are talking about. Yeah, thanks so much. So is there anything else you want to share about your voting experience, or other things you want to share with us?
I think that we would be in a lot better shape if the youth got out to vote more. Voter turnout was higher, so you felt like you had to stay. You had to say, and also I believe the voting is on the core principles of our democracy, and there's a reason why it took so long in American history for it to be expanded to minority groups and stuff like that throughout history, because it's a very powerful tool for making your voice heard.
So just make it more inclusive and more people can get involved.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, thanks so much.